B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
The 96K foreplay is now worth $21,500. Leroy, I remember when it was about maybe 12, 13 grand, and you wanted it to get to 20, and I was like, no way.
Yeah.
No way. It's past 20 now.
This is beautiful.
This is insane.
Now I want it to get 25, and then if it gets 30. To 25, yep, there you go.
Let's
30.
Go.
People are getting, you could tell people are getting nervous because now they're starting to ask, listen, I'm not going to, there are no such things as stupid questions. The only stupid question, we all learn this, is the question you don't ask. But you're asking very basic type questions. Almost like you already know how to drive a car, but your friend lets you borrow his really, really expensive car, and you're like, all right, so, when I turn it on, what should I do as far as, you know, like that type of question? So we're going to answer frequently asked questions. Yeah, you click on a website, FAQ, boom. Who would like to start? Pebbles, would you like to start with?
I'll go. Yeah, sure. I got one from Edith yesterday on Instagram, and she wanted to know, am I supposed to call when it's cued on the radio or right at 805, 1205, 505?
Good question.
That's a great question.
That is a good question. And the answer is that you need to do it when, you know, Romero tells you to call in.
Right.
Deirdre tells you to call in. Bobby Blaze tells you to call in.
Right.
I mean, sometimes the time might be, I promise you, Deirdre will be on time. Romero sometimes talks a little bit, so it might be a little, you know, a little
wishy-washy.
805-ish. Just
right.
Just a second date update on the 10s-ish.
Yeah, but you have to wait until they tell you to call in.
Right. Because
we don't answer the phone then.
Okay, Melissa.
I'll go next, and I'm going to leave this person's name out for a potentially obvious reason. But their question is, when I call and the line is busy, does that mean I have to hang up and call back? And to that, I will say...
That's a great question.
It's a great question.
Uh-huh.
I will say, chances are the line is not going to mysteriously stop being busy and then change to a ring.
Right.
So I would say probably hang up and call back.
And that's a good question because you know what? Normally, you know, if your friend's on the phone or something like that, and you call their cell, you're going to go right to their voicemail or something. Or you're going to get that ring beep thing.
Right.
So the busy signal might be something that you're not used to.
That's a great, you see, that is a good point because we don't have voicemail on our request lines.
Right.
And we don't have that type of, you know, technology.
Right.
It's just either it's going to be busy or it's going to ring.
Busy signal equals try again.
Correct.
That easy. Oh, another one. Before I get to my question that a lot of people are asking. No, even if you're confident you know the four songs, you can't call at 7:30. You can't call at 7, you can't call it. You can't call at 6 when the show starts and have us put you on hold until 8:05.
That's a big one. Can you put me on hold?
Yeah.
No.
It has to be when we tell you to call in. All right. What's the secret to being caller 10? I wish I knew. I don't call
us. There isn't
one. I don't call us. I could not answer that. Is there a secret out there? I don't know. I'm not going to say there's not. Maybe there is. But I don't know that. Now, here is a fantastic question from Genesis. I don't know what you do for work, but consider stripping. Oh, she said, it's a question about the foreplay. The clip that you play from the song. So you know how we play clips from four songs. Mm-hmm. The clip that you play from the song, is it taken from the beginning of the song or can it be anywhere in the song? That is a spectacular question. And the answer is, it could be anywhere in the song. It's not just the beginning of a song. It could be the beginning, middle, end. It could be the beginning, end, middle. It could be the end, middle, beginning. You know where I'm going with it. It could be any part of
any combination.
Any song. Yeah, it's worth a lot of money here. We're not just going to be like beginning. If you think that's unfair, well, you know what? It's worth $21,500. Don't play the game. But it's four clips from anywhere in the song. All right? Now, if you have any other questions or concerns, you can hit us up.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.